Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. Wrapping up a Thursday. It's been quite the day. We've covered the things. We've covered food, movies, sauces. We've talked a lot about Ilhan Omar. We've talked a little bit about Pete Hegseth and the whole double tap ridiculousness going on. The more lies, 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 and more lies. Now we get to the story of the day, which is J6. Okay, and I have questions for y'all because we know the guy has been arrested. Did you think this was going to happen, that he was going to be arrested? Are you surprised at the information that has come out about him so far? And what are they going to do to him?
Okay, last week we were 95% sure it was a chick. Mm-hmm. What happened to her? And all of a sudden, where did this guy come from? I think I saw that his name's Brian Cole. He's from Virginia. But I haven't heard anything else about him. Do you know?
The only other thing I've heard about him is that allegedly he has Antifa ties and his parents had a tie-in with immigrants somehow. Like they had some organization with immigrants is what I saw. I can go back and find it again. But yeah, other than that, I haven't heard much.
And so did he plant bombs at the RNC and the DNC?
Yes.
So he's apolitical. He hates everybody, mm-hmm. I guess. I'm really uncomfortable in this chair today.
You know what? I am too. And I was thinking I'd just stand up, but it's fine.
But I think we might need to revisit the desk. Anyway.
Well, did you say Michael Cole or Brian Cole? You said Brian Cole, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure. That's correct. Okay.
But what does he have? He's in custody. Who went and got him? Like the FBI?
Went and got him.
Yeah, the FBI.
His own people went and got him.
Swarmed.
According to the New York Post, the suspect may have a background of possible, quote, anarchist leanings.
You don't say. What a surprise.
So Congressman Tim Burchett talked about... Okay, it is Conspiracy Thinker Thursday, so I'm just going to say this.
Say it.
But and it's not even conspiracy. It's true. He said MK Ultra is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like the experiment, the government experiment on mind control. They said they shut it down, but they didn't. Is that what we're looking at with some of these weird things that are happening?
I don't know. See, I think this is just, you know, a crazy... anarchist / accelerationist dude that is probably grown up in a nihilist society or nihilist corner of the internet or something. I don't know. We don't know enough. He's 30 years old, so he's probably kind of like a Tyler Robinson, similar situation where Minnesota school shooter situation where I don't know if it's necessarily like some sort of conspiratorial influence. I think nihilism in general is just gaining too much of a foothold in society and it's getting into people to do crazy stuff like that. But I understand there's a lot of conspiracies about the J6 pipe bomber. I haven't dug too deep in a lot of them, but I mean, whenever I see stuff like this where it's an anarchist-leaning guy or he just wants to burn the world to the ground and just cause chaos, it's just another example of the dark nihilism that is gaining a foothold in our society, and, Christianity needs to be the light to these people to get out of it. But other than that, I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know if you know some more about the story and the background that makes you think.
No, I just think it's weird. Okay, we always say J6, but does everybody remember what year J6?
2021, excuse me. Yeah,
okay, so that's almost 5 years ago.
What took him so long?
Freaking 5 years. So mm-hmm. What took so long? And I haven't even heard what tipped him off to go find Brian Cole.
Same. No idea. I think that...
When last week they were 95% sure it was that girl.
Woman. Well, I think over the weekend, I think this is going to unfold. We're going to learn more about him. But I do think your point is well said. There is a lot of nihilism and darkness that is spreading. However, if MK Ultra is to be believed, then that old movie, The Good Shepherd, with Angelina Jolie and Matt Damon. It's an old movie.
Or Die Hard.
They say that it is about MK Ultra and that it's just out there and you can watch it. So interesting. It's not a great movie, but it's an interesting movie because now they do have reports of what did happen that have been declassified. So that's not crazy. However, there is nihilism. So what if you combined both? What if you said both and?
Yeah.
Both things can be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, for sure, the MK Ultra, that's all happened / happening. So I don't deny that for sure. But I think it's a both, like you said.
Yeah.
And the last I heard about the J6 pipe bomber before today was like infighting last week between like Bongino and Massey. Did y'all see that? About like apparently it was something related to the FBI going after a J6 pipe bomb whistleblower. This is what Massey alleged. And then that whenever Massey said this, Bongino apparently like coerced one of Massey's staffers and threatening criminal investigation if they didn't quote play
did
ball.
I did see that.
I don't know. I don't know how much of that is true.
I did see that.
But that was the last I heard about the J6 pipe bomber before this. So I don't know if all of a sudden they found some lead and were willing to do something at the FBI or if there's something else going on. I don't know. It's I don't know what to make of it, but yeah, this did kind of come out of nowhere.
And does it... Okay. Nobody get mad at me.
No, we're not. We listen and we don't judge.
Okay. But does it matter? Like, what's the point at this?
Do you mean by the arrest or the reasoning behind this guy putting pipe bombs that didn't go off?
We've gone 5 years with this crazy guy. Nothing happens. We still have grandmas in prison. Like, what's the point of this? How is this going to affect any change?
It's not.
I mean, one would say it adds credibility to, you know, the FBI that they actually arrested the guy 5 years later.
Okay, thank you for answering that, because in my conspiracy thinker Thursday head, which is getting a little crazy.
I like where you're going.
I'm like, he was an FBI CIA asset. They planted him, but they need to look like they're doing something at this point, so they're giving him up, and that's how they found him all of a sudden just in Virginia.
He's the patsy or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he just is. Okay. And so when I talk, I know I sound crazy because there are just plain crazy people in the world too that do, and people hate Donald Trump and hate America that much.
Yeah.
So I get that. But I'm just saying it's just weird.
Well, it's sort of like, and this is a whole nother story within itself, but the Candace Owens situation.
Oh.
It's the frustration because of the conspiracy land that she's gone down with the Tyler Robinson and the Charlie Kirk assassination, and she's blaming TPUSA. She's saying Egypt killed him, Israel killed him, TPUSA set Charlie up. She's got all this evidence, and she's getting so many eyeballs because it's crazy. And it's conspiratorial, and she knows what she's doing with it. But what all that does is distract us from, hey, how about the transgender-loving, crazy Tyler Robinson shot Charlie Kirk in the neck because he was spreading Christianity, and nihilism got a foothold in this guy, too. Like, that's the story.
Right.
It's the left. It's, you know, nihilism. It's, all the woke mind virus that's causing people to do this. But then all the attention gets distracted because Candace Owens wants to focus on the conspiratorial aspect of it. So, and I'm not at all saying you're doing that, obviously, but I'm just saying in general, like, you know, the conspiracy stuff, if there's something there, you know, possibly, but I don't know. It being 5 years too late is the part that's, you know, frustrating.
What are you going to do with it? Because, you know, we talk a lot about the left, but on the right, what do we ever do? I mean, that's to your point. Like, what do we ever do? We talk a good game, and we look busy, but what do we ever do? We had information that came out about Fauci, and we know all of the lies that were spread. What's going to happen there? What's going to happen with Somalia? Is anybody going to be held accountable based on the story we talked about today? Are we ever really going to stem the flow of drugs coming in our country? We talked about that today. Are we ever going to find out what this guy was really doing? He's an anarchist, so of course he can lay bombs at both places and, you know, say Antifa made me do it. But what backed that up?
Mm-hmm.
What was he involved with? that his parents were immigrants, and he just lived his life right there in the middle of nowhere in Virginia. Nobody bothered him. What are we actually going to do? We have the levers of power right now. And that's my question. What's going to happen?
Well, yesterday you also talked about how, you know, the House passed this resolution, this motion to release the Epstein files and release them. We got nothing.
Yeah. Well, technically they gave him 30 days to do it. So
yeah, 30 days to hide the papers, 30 days to mark everything out, 30 days to national security redaction.
And we'll end up right, well, abut to Christmas. So who's going to pay attention to whatever comes out in those files?
And we'll get just pages of black ink redacting everything.
Everything's so convenient. So it does lead your mind back to, yes, there's nihilism. Yes, there's darkness. Yes, there's crazy people. But this just seems real convenient.
Yeah.
It always does. It always does. Like the thing that was inconvenient was Trump. Everything else just seems so tied up with a bow at every turn. So it does make you think, what in the ever-loving world's going on?
Oh, my. Okay, Paul Bryant.
What?
You're not helping me. He said Mary Kate and Ashley Olson. M.K. Olson. Dang. Okay. I've always heard that, too.
What?
That the girls are like, I don't know, in on it.
In on the MK Ultra.
Yeah. But that's what a Conspiracy Thinker Thursday's for, is where you can talk freely about all the crazy things that run through your head that you know you're like, it's just crazy.
We're just asking questions.
We're
yeah. Look, like just being Melanie says, we listen and we don't judge.
What? Wait, I'm just asking questions.
Just asking questions.
Yeah.
Which did you see? Okay, so TPUSA. Challenged Candace, basically said, you want to back it up, come on our show,
yeah,
let's talk. And she said yes, and then she backed out.
Yeah, I heard something about her backing out. I don't
how
know
how about let's check at the break.
How about that?
Because I want to know, and we haven't talked about her at all. I'm so intrigued.
It's really difficult to talk about her.
It is.
The whole situation is weird and difficult, but it's a Conspiracy Thinker Thursday, so I think we can do it. Y'all want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Candace Owens on the other side. We'll be back.
Hey, folks. Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors, and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience. You're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors. Check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. And tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
Well, everybody, you can relax. I've ordered dinner, so.
Okay, good. Whew.
Yeah. Yep.
Chicken and rice.
Man, that's so delicious.
The go-to. Okay.
I'm Amy Beth. She's Allison. He's JP. You're listening to Right Side Radio, and we're going somewhere that we haven't gone before. We have never gone here, ever.
Are you talking about Candace?
I'm talking about Candace.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little... I claim no moral high ground on knowing the truth on either side. It's a very weird subject, but it's not going away. So I know this is a short segment. Do we want to do Don Jr. and Cash Patel talking about J6?
Yeah, I probably want to get that going first.
And then we can go, okay.
Yeah.
I like her plan.
So in the break, I was just flipping through X. I was curious if anything else had come out about Brian Cole. This clip, which hopefully does not contain the...
It shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay. But you're prepared. Like you're ready.
Do you know, you got to just hold the button, okay?
Hold.
Longer than you think. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's Trump Jr., Don Jr. interviewing Cash Patel, and they bring up the whole why it's taken 4 or 5 years to get here.
Will there ever be a look back on the way, perhaps your predecessors or other people in the FBI handled this to question those methods and motives? Again, the fact that it disappeared, you know, from the news basically the second, January 6th happened and was never brought back up again, even in the months following, it seems odd. And I mean, it seems like something that people would want answers to. Will there be a review process on how this was conducted differently, how you guys could do this, you know, 4 years later and in, you know, 8 or 9 months, you know, actually come up with a suspect versus the prior administration having 4 years, a more immediate timeline, you know, being able to go right into it, having the immediacy of that, or, you know, even the fact that they just didn't care, doesn't that say so much about the weaponization of justice in America today?
Absolutely. And I think you're going to see it on parallel tracks. What you're going to see is as this case presents itself in court, you're going to see where we were able to collect the evidence and make the case against this suspect. And then common sense journalism and investigators are going to be able to look at it and say, why did these people do X, Y, and Z 4 or 5 years ago? That's going to make itself self-apparent. But what we're doing at this FBI is also we have replaced this entire leadership cadre. We have pushed out 1,000 agents into the field. There is a reason this FBI has 25,000 violent offenders arrested this year alone. That's twice as many as last year. There is a reason that this FBI is going to deliver President Trump the lowest murder rate in modern history by double digits. There is a reason this FBI is out there crushing fentanyl, destroying narco-traffickers, and making sure the homeland is safe and preventing spies from infiltrating our homeland and our way of life. That's what happens when you change leadership from the prior administration FBI, who wanted to weaponize and politicize law enforcement, to us, President Trump and the Attorney General, who want to just deliver law enforcement on every single front. And that's what we're doing. So you're going to see it in both lanes.
So what does that tell y'all? If you're reading in between the lines of what Patel said,
is it wrong to say they are working without being showy about it? I mean, it makes me rethink all of the complaints I've heard about him when really they're just out there working.
I mean, that's not what I was looking for, but I think that's actually a really good point, because we are so quick to judge and be like, why aren't they doing anything?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm telling on myself because I am a Kash Patel fan. And then in the recent months, I've kind of,
what in the world?
I'm like, what's going on? And then he talks about that. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe you're just quietly doing your job.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm sorry that's not what you were looking for.
No, I mean, but that's a really good point. And we have to be careful of that. I think we all want things right now. But you can't be like, hey, we're investigating January 6th and we found this lead of this guy and Brian Cole in Virginia. But don't tell anybody. Hmm. What do you think, JP?
So I guess the question you're asking is why it took so long, like, and why they're just now arresting.
I feel like he's inferring something.
Like he's inferring that they purposely didn't go after him, the Biden FBI.
That's
like,
what I think.
Yeah. I think, yeah. So I guess the question is, was it they sucked at their job or was it intentional they weren't going after him? I'd love to see the evidence that Kash Patel is talking about put forth where he said, you know, you'll be able to connect the dots of how we found this guy, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And then we can dissect it from there. But yeah, so was the Biden FBI and DOJ just really, really bad at their job, or were they purposefully not going after this guy? And if they were purposefully not going after him, why?
I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
And I think Kash is telling us, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Maybe we do keep him around. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Blondie may need to go. I can't figure out about her either. Mm. Anyway, what are we doing on the other side?
Candace.
Candace or Hot Flash News?
Gosh.
One or the other.
It'll be a surprise.
Both.
Both.
Both and. We'll be right back.